Here's a great gift you can give to your child. We call it envisioning a positive future, because when you envision a positive future, you're helping a child see into the future instead of relying totally on the present right now.
What we're doing when we envision a positive future is we talk about how the child's current qualities are going to be a real asset down the road. Yeah, they may need some tweaking, but we see good in the child, and we want to talk about the good that we see. It's a positive approach to parenting. It's inspiring, encouraging for our children. We want to be moving them forward by talking about some of the good qualities we see in them.
See, children often have to be corrected. We have to be guiding them. And often we don't emphasize the things that are valuable about that child. So one of the ways that we can envision a positive future is by focusing on the good things that we see in that child that are going to accent that child's life in the future or be a real asset as the child grows.
I think this is encouraging for the child, but it's also encouraging for us as parents, because we need to realize that God has gifted each one of our children with some special qualities, some gifts, and some things about them that make them unique and special. Some of those gifts are a little bit irritating when our children are young because they haven't been refined, but we want to look past that to how God is going to use that child in the future. And as we focus on that, I think it's encouraging for us as parents to see that God is working in each one of our children and doing some real special things in them.
See, I think children tend to focus on the present. They see the things that are going on. They don't have enough life experience, really, to think down the road, to see that people change, to see good that can come out of the problems they're experiencing now. So when we're correcting children in particular, we want them to see that the work that's happening now in their lives, in this area of correction, is contributing to this heart quality we're trying to develop in their lives for the future, but just try to develop in them so they can be more successful in their lives.
And I think sometimes the qualities that we see in our children they're rather undefined at the moment, so the child may be rather messy or disorganized, but that's a flexibility hidden inside there that's going to be an asset someday. The person who's flexible can go with the flow and can be encouragement over time.
And then there's the child who's on the opposite side, who gets easily upset whenever you ask him to transition from something else. He definitely doesn't have the quality of flexibility, but he may like things very much in order, and that can be a very helpful quality. Often children need to be tempered in some areas of their personality with some godly character, but we're trying to help children get a perspective, to see where we're going with this, to see that this is a valuable thing that's contributing to their future.
I think envisioning a positive future can also be encouraging when we're telling the child about the character quality they need to be working on. We're going to be working on kindness so that you can get along with your sister better, but it's going to help you get along with your wife someday as well. So we're working on this now, yes, for family life, but we're also working on it for your future so that you will benefit down the road. So in that way, envisioning the positive future gives the child some direction in life.
In one case, we might say to a child, you know, I really like the way you are so caring. That's going to help you to be a great husband someday. Or we might say to a child, you know, we're really working on developing a caring attitude toward people so that you can be a great husband someday. Either way, we're focusing on the future. We're giving a child a positive outlook on life.
We want to give children a bigger vision than just today. What do I need to do to get through the day? No, you know, we're working on things for the rest of your life here. We want you to be a successful student. We want you to be an employee that really gets along with others and adds to the atmosphere at work. We're looking down the road to the qualities you need in life, and then we're going to start working on them now.
See, we want to give children a gift of a positive outlook on life, but this isn't just something that's hyped up. We aren't humanists who simply believe that in the human potential and pull yourself up by your bootstraps. What we believe is in a God who provides hope for us, in a God who has a plan and who equips us for life and who uses the present circumstances to build into us for the future, that God is molding us in our hearts to move us in a positive direction. This is a very important theological concept. In fact, I would suggest that understanding a positive future for a child really takes your theology and brings it down into your parenting in a strategic way. Kids need to know. They need to know that there's a plan, that God loves them, that God offers a plan for their lives, that God is directing the course of their steps, and that the things that are going on right now are contributing to their future success.
And I think the fact that we're all in process is encouraging for any one of us. Hey, God's working in my life. He's moving me in a direction. We want our children to have that same vision for life, that they're in process and God's working in their lives.